Today's daf is Vachim daf Lamed Beis, and we are at the beginning of the new perek, the third perek on the bottom of daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. So the third perek really begins where the second perek began. The second perek began with the halach of Kabbalah and discussed all the people that are possible to do the Avodas HaKabbalah. The third perek begins with Avodas HaShechita, so we're going backwards in a way, and discusses that despite the fact that all psulim are disqualified from doing Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, etc., Shechita is different. So the Mishnah kol psulim sheshachtu shechitas ksheira, any posel that does Shechita, the Shechita is kosher. And the reason is sheshachta ksheira bezorim ubenoshim ubaavodim ubetmeim vaafilu bekachim kedoshim. And this is true not only for Shechitas kachim kalim, but it's true for Shechitas kachim kedoshim as well. Meaning, in contrast to Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, where psulim are posel, when it comes to Shechita, the psulim are going to be kosher. The reason, of course, is because of what the Gemara said, Le'il, daf yodalot on the base, Shechita lav avoidehi, Shechita ksher bizar. Stating that, Tzok the Mishnah, that although we said that Shechita is kosher bitmeyim, if a tamei is going to do the Shechita, he has to be careful, ubevach la yu tmeyim, nagim abasar. He has to be careful that he's not going to touch the basar, because if he touches the basar, naturally he's going to be metama the basar. Now, the truth is that in order for food to become tameh, it first has to be huchshel lekabel tumah. It has to be wet with one of the zayin mashkin, and only then can it be tameh. So what's this chashash that the tameh is going to touch the basar? Lechura, doesn't the basar first have to be huchshel lekabel tumah? But it's based on a principle, which is chibas hakodesh, has an ability to be machshir kachem lekabel tumah. So although ordinarily something can't become tameh unless it's kiyitein, or kiyutan dumyo de kiyitain, when it comes to kachin, there it's going to be different. But either way, so the Mishnah's first halacha is kala psulim. All the psulim that we mentioned in the second parak that can't do kabbalah ilacha zrika, when it comes to shechita, shechita lav avodi, and as a result, they're kosher to do shechita. Lefichach says the Mishnah, poisel b'machshavah. For that reason, if a czar or apostle would do shechita, and he would have a machshavah hapiseles while he was doing the shechita, the halacha is that the shechita would be possible. Meaning, if apostle couldn't do shechita, then if he did the shechita with a machshava hapiseles, the machshava hapiseles would have no bearing. So for example, if it was a machshava of chutz l'zmanai, it wouldn't render the carbon pigle, because only someone that's roy to do the avoida can make a carbon pigle. But being that we're saying that apostle could do shechita, as a result, apostle that does shechita with a machshavas pigle, for example, he would make the carbon pigle, the kulan shekiblu asadam. If, however, one of the psulim would do kabbalah chutz l'zmanai v'chutz l'mkaymai, and yeshtam ha-nefesh yachzar kasha v'yikabal, then you can redo the kabbalah, the carbon is not going to be pigle. Ordinarily, if a kabbalah would be done with a machshavas pigle, you can't redo the kabbalah, you can't see if there's any leftover dam and do a good kabbalah now. It's too late. Once you had a machshav of chutz l'zmanai, the carbon's automatically possible. If, however, the kabbalah was done by a posel, so then the machshav of chutz l'zmanai is not a machshav apiselas, because again, a kosher would have to have the machshav apiselas in order for it to be an issue. In that case, there is a way to redo it. Zok the Mishnah, keep it like kosher v'nasan l'posel yachzal l'kosher. So on the note of doing kabbalah and doing it improperly, what if a kosher would do the kabbalah, and then after he did the kabbalah, he would pass over the klisharis to a posel, yachzal l'kosher. The apostle can give the klisharis back to the kosher, let him do the halacha and the zrika, and everything is going to be fine. Kibbol b'yamina v'nasan l'smani yachzer l'yamina. If he did the kabbalah with his right hand, pass it over to his left hand, give it back to your right hand. All the avodas had to be done with the right hand. But it doesn't matter that for a brief moment it was in his left hand. That's okay. Just give it back to his right hand. Kibo b'kli kodesh v'nasam b'kli chol yachzor l'kli kodesh. Same concept. Nishbach menakli al haritz. But what happens if the kohen did the kabbalah, and after he did the kabbalah, dam fell, added a kli, it poured onto the floor, v'asvoy, kosher, it's going to be kosher. And this is, of course, in sharp contrast to the Mishnah Daf Chafei, which discussed the halach of nishbach that's posel. So when is nishbach posel, and when is nishbach kosher? Nishbach mitzavra behema onto the ritzvah, then it's possible, because it's a halach of dam mei apar yikablenu. We need the kabbalah to be directly from the par. And if it went from the par to the ritz, but then into the klisharis, so there there's a chesaron. But if the kabbalah was already done, nishbach elakli, and min hakli, meaning the Kabbalah was done, and then it poured out of the kli onto the Ritzvah, in that case, it's going to be kosher. Again, all these halachas were discussed already in great detail. We've seen everything mentioned in this Mishnah already, and the Gemara's already discussed it. What would be if the Kayan did his Riko, but he did it either on the Kevesh, or he did it Shalai Kenagada Yisoid? Meaning he did it on the raw part of the Mizbeach. Something that was supposed to be Lamata Michut HaSirkri, he did Lamayla. Something that was supposed to be Lamayla Michut HaSirkri, he did Lamata. Or he even put it on the wrong Mizbeach. So there the halacha is, if Yesh Tam HaNefesh, Yachza HaKosh VeYekabel, there too you have an ability to redo it. As long as there's more dam, you can do a new Kabbalah, and then do a Zrika with that dam that you were just Mekabel. This is, of course, the halacha of Zrika Shalevim Koimlein. If you remember, the Gemara asked from here on Shmuel Reish Lakish, whose Shita was on Daf Chavov, Daf Chav Zayin, that Zrika Shalevim Koimlein is Kim Koimlein Dami, that it's Mechaper, it's just not Mata the Basar. If Zrika Shalevim Koimlein is Kim Koimlein Dami, what's this idea of the Miesh Tam HaNefesh, Yachzer HaKosha V'Yekabel? Why do you have to do another Kabbalah? Because the Zrika Shalevim Koimlein, I thought Zrika Shalevim Koimlein is Kim Koimlein Dami. And don't tell me you're doing the new Zrika to be Mata the Basar, because the Gemara said, Mi'ika Zrika is there such a concept where you can do a Zrika just to be Mater Basar? So the Gemara made an Akimta. It wasn't an easy Gemara, but the Gemara there made an Akimta that if you hold Zrika Shalebim Koimei, Kim Koimei Dami, you're going to have to say that this Mishnah, this last part of the Mishnah, is discussing not when a Kosher did a Zrika Shalebim Koimei, but when a Apostle did a Zrika Shalebim Koimei. If a Apostle did a Zrika Shalebim Koimei, obviously it's not a Kosher Zrika. If a Apostle does any Zrika, it's not a Kosher Zrika. Kamash Malon, that if a Apostle did a Zrika Shalebim Koimei, Im Yesh Tam HaNefesh, Yachzer HaKosher V'Yekabel. If that's the case, the Gemara said it's Mavur, a different Chiddush, that even though a Apostle did a Zrika, you could still do another Zrika. And the Gemara said that's true. Just like the Mishnah said, Apostle that does Kabbalah, you could do another Kabbalah. So to Apostle that does a Zrika, you could do another Zrika. Again, this is it's an easy Mishnah to learn if you're learning Mishnayos, but in light of all the Gemaras that we've already seen, we know it's a pretty heavy Mishnah. Regardless, for today, all we need is the first halacha of the Mishnah. A very straightforward halacha. Kol ha'psulin sheshachtu, all psulin that shecht, Shchitasan Ksheira. So although Apostle can't do Kabbalah, Hailach Hazrika, even Haktara, Malicha, there's so many Avodas that a Zar is not allowed to do, but Shchita, Lav Avodahi, and as a result, Apostle's allowed to do Shchita. But the Gemara starts off with a Diak. Kala Psulin Sheshachtu. Shachtu, Dieved in the Katchila Loi. Doesn't Shachtu sound like it's only B'dieved? Meaning it sounds like that the Katchila, if you'd call a Rav, you'd ask your local rabbi, I'm bringing a carbon. Should I do the shechita myself? Or can I have one of my friends that's a zar, I'll be mechabed him to do the shechita? Or is there an inyan that lekatchila to have a kayin? So from the simple reading of the Mishnah, it would sound like, kalap sulin sheshachtu shechita sankshera. A zar is apostle. So it's only b'dieved that a zar is going to be kasha. I'll ask you a kasha. It says, v'shachat in the Torah, v'shachat as ben habakar lefnei Hashem, and we learn from there, shechita bizar kshera. Sheha shechita kshera bizarim ubenashim ubeavod. Our Mishnah. Or maybe no. Maybe when it says v'shachat as ben habakar lefnei Hashem, it means kayanim. Meaning it doesn't say zar, maybe, and it doesn't say kayan either. So does it mean zar or does it mean kayan? Amrit v'chimiyayim basa. Why would you think it should require a kayan? Because there's another pasuk. Michal shenemar va'ata uvanecho itcha tishmru es kanaschem l'chol dvar mizbeach. You and your sons, you referring to Aharon, you should be involved in all Dvar HaMizbeach. So you would think that Shechita, which is Dvar HaMizbeach, should also be Bikoyin. Yochalap Shechita, Talmud Loimar. So the Braisa says, no. It says, V'shachat Ben Habakal of Hashem, that first pasuk that the Gemara brought. And then it says, V'hikrivu, V'chulu. But if you look at inside, V'krivu B'nei Aharon, HaKayhanim Es Adam, V'zorku Es Adam, Al HaMizbeach, Soviv, Asher Pesach HaYomoy. And we learn from there, Mikabolah V'elach, Mitzvah Skuna. It's only from the Hikrivu, which we know means Kabbalah. So it's from Kabbalah and on, that there's Halacha, that it has to be done with a koyin, limit ala shchita shekshir b'chol adam, b'al koponim. So what do you see from this braisa? Shchit is kshir bizar. It doesn't sound like it's a bidyevin. It sounds like it's a katchila. V'shochat, anybody. And then v'hikrivu b'nei yahar nakiyanim es adam. It's from Kabbalah v'elach that you need a koyin. There's no inkling anywhere in this pasuk that maybe l'katchila a koyin is supposed to do shchita. V'shochat is anybody. And then there's an idea of Ikriva Bnei Yaharet from Kabbalah on. That's where it gets serious. That's where you have to make sure that a Zohar doesn't do it. Sometimes a Zohar is even Chayiv Misa, the Dalet Avodis, whatever. But the point is the Mishnah's Mashma Kol Apsulin Sheshachtu Shchitasim Sheira. It would seem that it's only a Din B'Dieved. L'chura, from the Limud, from the source of how I know Shchitek Sheira Bazar, it sounds like it's a Katchilo. So the Gemara says, what's the answer? Hu Adin Da'afilu L'Katchilo Nami. The emes is that a Zohar is allowed to do Shchit even L'Katchilo. But being that the Mishnah wanted to mention Tameim, Kol Apsulin, even a Tamei, Dilekatchila Loi, and there it's Pashit that a Tamei Dilekatchila can't do Shchita. Why not? Because of Gzeira. Shema Yigu Bebasar, like the Mishnah said, Vavachla Yu Tameim Noigim Bebasar. So there's certainly a Tamei Dilekatchila shouldn't do it. So Tana Sheshachtu. So really, the Lashon B'Dieved of Shachtu wasn't said Klapei Zar, because Zar is allowed to do Shchita Lekatchila. The whole Shachtu B'Dieved that the Mishnah used is because one of the Psulin that the Mishnah mentioned was Tameim. And a tummy taka can't shach l'katchila. Why? Also, not based on a pasuk, not based on a limud. It's a gzeira because the Mishnah said already that the tummy has to be careful not to touch the basar. Al kolponim. The bottom line is, despite the fact that the Mishnah says it beloshen dieved, it's really l'katchila. Why? Just based on the drasha. In the drasha, it's mashma only mikabala ve'elach you need a kai. But shchita itself, there's no din that it needs a kai. It says the Gemara of a tummy dieved shapidami. Is that true that a tummy b'dieved is a lot of shach? The Mishnah said that. V'minu, I'll ask you a kasha. V'somach v'shachat. The Torah says v'somach yaday al roisha oilo v'nirtzalei l'chaparol. So one of the shiyari mitzvah that was done with the carbon was the mitzvah of smicha. Now that pasuk is Vayikra, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet. Right at the beginning, the fourth pasuk in Sefer Vayikra mentions the mitzvah of smicha. The fifth pasuk, the very next pasuk is v'shachat es ben avakel of ne'asha and the kriv of ne'aharoi. So the Gemara darshins the smichos of v'somach and v'shachat. It says v'somach and it says v'shachat. Ma smicha b'tahayrim. Zok the Brisa, just like smicha had to be done by a tahar, a tami couldn't do the mitzvah of smicha. Av shchita b'tahayrim. So too, a tami couldn't do shchita. Sounds like a tami can't do shchita. In the Mishnah it says a tami could do shchita. B'dieved, there's a gzera. But at the end of the day, a tami could do shchita. The Brisa says Shchita dumya de smicha, and just like smicha requires a tahar, so too shchita requires a tahar. Says the Gemara midrabbanan. Even though that sounds like a drasha, v'samach v'shachar, it's really not. It's really only an asmachta, because really the tamei could do smicha midoy raisa. It's only mid-dirabbanon that he can't, and it's on a dirabbanon level that we have some sort of hekish gzeira shema yigu bebasar. But it's not a real drasha. The point is that although in the braisa it would seem that a kohen's really, or any person, that's tamei, is not allowed to do shchita, because we're makish et smicha, it's not a real hekish, it's only a din derabbanan. Zok de Gemara, in this braisa, the braisa seemed to presuppose that smicha is betahirin, and as a result, shchit is going to be dumya de smicha. The Gemara in the Havamina thought it's a drasha de raisa, that's like a real drasha, shchit to dumya de smicha. So if smicha needs tahirin, shchita also needs tahirin. The Gemara said, no, it's only a mid derabbanan. But it's poshit somehow in the braisa. The hanocha of the braisa is that smicha requires a tahar, shchita lavdafka requires a tahar. If anything, we're going to learn shchita from smicha. So it says the Gemara Mishnah smicha. Why would you think that smicha requires a tahar? Probably tchsiv lifnei Hashem. It says lifnei Hashem in the context of smicha. Where does it say lifnei Hashem? V'somach yadei al roisha oilu v'nirtzalei l'chaper olav. That's smicha. The next pasuk v'shachat es ben avakel lifnei Hashem. So l'chur lifnei Hashem is going back on smicha. The problem is, it's also going back on shchita. So l'chura shchita nami yoksev lifnei Hashem. It's the same lifnei Hashem. It's going back on shchita and smicha. So why was it more pasha to the Gemara that smicha needs to be done by a tahar more than shchita? Why would you think smicha needs to be done by a tahar? Because it says lifnei Hashem. Why does lifnei Hashem mean tahar? Because a tamei can't go lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem means an azara. He can't go into the azara. But l'chura, if that's the case, then shchita also it says lifnei Hashem. So just the whole setup of the braisa. We know smicha, there's an issue if you're a tamei. Shchita, I don't know. We'll learn shchita from smicha. How do you know smicha? Because it says lifnei Hashem. I know shchita is the same mechutin that smichas, but the Gemara says no, because Efshad Oven Pesachin Arucha V'Shachet. Just because it says that Shechita has to be Lefnei Hashem doesn't necessarily mean the Kohen has to be Lefnei Hashem. The Shechita will be Lefnei Hashem, the Kohen won't be. How so? He's going to use a long knife. If he uses a long knife, he won't be Lefnei Hashem. The Shechita will, so he doesn't necessarily have to be a Nazar. Smicha Nami, but how long could his hands be, right? But the Gemara says no. Efshad Ma'ayo Yadei V'Samech. Maybe he doesn't have to have long hands, as long as he's right by the Azara. So he'll be standing on the outside. the behemoth will be on the inside, and the same cheshbon, the smicha, will be taking place of Nei Hashem. So the Gemara says, "Kasava biyah b'miksa shma biyah." It's not going to work because being that he's tameh and a tameh is not allowed to enter the azara, just like we say a tameh can't enter the azara with his entire guf, a biyah b'miktsas is also shma biyah. So if he's going to stick his hands in or only part of his body, that too will be an issue. And as a result, it's not possible for a tameh to do smicha because in order to do smicha, at least your hands are going to have to be in the azara and biyah b'miktsas shma biyah. It is possible to do shchita. Why? Sakin Arucha. But once we have a hekish between smicha and shchita, so we know that once a tummy can't do smicha, a tummy can't do shchita, is it the rice, is it the rabbanon? That's the shakl of the tire of the Gemara. V'chiz the masni yepchar. V'chiz the head, this brisa, v'somach v'shachat, but he had it in the reverse. He learned v'somach v'shachat, ma shchita b'tahirin, av smicha b'tahirin. That being that shchita has to be done b'tahirin, so too smicha has to be done b'tahirin. So the Gemara asks the same question. Ma yishna shchita, why do you know shchita? Tichsev l'fnei Hashem. Smicha namik siv l'fnei Hashem. It says the same l'fnei Hashem by smicha that it does by shchita. So why is shchita more of a miyuches? Why is it more pashit that shchita needs to be done by Torah than by smicha? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Efshe demayel yadei v'samach. Smicha, even though it says of Nei Hashem, there's still an eitzah. The eitzah is, you can always stick your hands in. Bia b'miktsas. But shchita nami, if that's the case, why does the lefnei Hashem of shchita mean anything? You can always have a long knife. This brisa, the way Rav Chizda had the brisa, the time of the brisa was shivanate mani. Tanya learned to the brisa. The ben abakar has to be lefnei Hashem, meaning the animal, the shchita needs to take place lefnei Hashem. But there's no halacha that the shoychid has to be lefnei Hashem. Shivanate mani, how do you know that the hands of the shoychid has to be exactly with the nishchad is talmud boima v'shachid es ben abakar lefnei Hashem? Shoychet has been a bakal of Nei Hashem. Meaning, Shimon HaTimani holds that there's no halacha of sakin arucha. He holds that the shoychet has to be where the nishchat is. And just like the nishchat, that ben abakar has to be lefnei Hashem, the shoychet has to be lefnei Hashem. So smicha, all you need to do is stick your hands in. And a bia b'miktsas lo yishma bia, so you don't know that smicha needs to be lefnei Hashem. As a result, there's no halacha necessarily that a tamei can't do smicha. But shchita, according to Shimon HaTimani, the whole shchita needs to be lefnei Hashem, meaning a tamei can't do shchita. So chiz de masni yepcha. We're not learning shchita from smicha, but rather we're learning smicha from shchita. So regardless, again, where are we? So the Mishnah discussed kol apsulin sheshachtu shchitas and ksheira. And the Mishnah gave examples, zarin and tmei. So the first Gemara was discussing a zar. It's mashma a little bit that only b'di'evet azar is allowed to do shchita. From the pasuk, it's mashma l'katchila. So the Gemara says, no, really, it's l'katchila. Why does it say b'di'evet? Because a tamei can only do shchita b'di'evet. L'katchila, a tamei can't do it because we're afraid he may touch the basar. And if he touches the basar, even if it wasn't hukshah l'kabal tumah, chibas ha'kodesh is machshah the basar to be m'kabal tumah. And as a result, he's going to be m'tamei. The second he touches it, it's a problem. So the tamei, who's kosher to do shchita, however, Midrabanan, there's an issue, thus it's b'di'evet, so we say b'di'evet even for the Tzar. Aye, how could you tell me that a tameh is allowed to do shchita b'di'evet? Doesn't it say v'samach v'shachat shchita dumya de smicha? The Teretz is, it does say that. However, it's not a real drasha, meaning there is such a brisa, and it seems like the brisa is telling me a din d'raisa, that if smicha needs to be done by a tar, shchita needs to be done by a tar. But the Gemara says, really, it's not. It's an asmachta, this drasha. It's only midirabanan. Once the dirabanan, he may touch the basa, but it's not a din d'raisa. The Gemara said, Rav Chizda had a different gears than the brisa, and what emerged from this discussion in the Amiran is a shaila. Bia b'miktsas shma bia, or bia b'miktsas so a tamei that's not allowed to enter the Azara, or certain tameim that couldn't enter Machne Leviyah, Machne Yisrael, any time a tamei is not allowed to enter one of the machnas, what if he didn't enter with his entire guf? He only entered b'miktsas. Is a bia b'miktsas a bia, or is it not a bia? So it was mentioned, derech agam, and the Gemara is going to segue now into a completely different sugya, a sugya that will start today, and we'll go into tomorrow's daf, and that is bia b'miktsas shma bia, a bia b'miktsas leishmi. Amar ula amrei shlokish, tamei shechnas yadei lefnim loiko, someone that was tamei, that sticks his hand into the makam ha-mikdash, into the azara, a place that he's not let it go, even though it was only his hand, he gets malkas. Shenema v'chol kodesh loi siga. And we v'la mikdash loisav ad malois yemei tahira. That's the end of the pasuk. Makish biel and agia. Meaning the Torah puts these two isurim next to each other. B'chol kodesh loisigi. You're not allowed to touch kachim. And you're not allowed to enter the beis hamikdash. This is of course tumas mikdash v'kodesh of a masech the shvuas fame. You know, comes up a lot. But either way, makish biel and agia. Manigia b'mikdash manigia. Just like nigia b'mikdash manigia. If somebody's going to touch kachim when he's tamei, it's going to be a problem. Even if his entire body doesn't have to
touch the kachem. If he touches it with his finger, he was already over b'chol kodesh leisiga. So when it comes to vela mikdash leisada, it's the same halacha. If you stick your hand into the base of mikdash, that's enough to be over the avera. Meaning, just like negiah, that's pasha. No one's going to say you have to literally fall on top of the kachem to be over that avera. Af bia b'mikdash shmabia. So ula's shita is that bia b'mikdash shmabia. Eisvei Rav Ishi elu ulos. Rav Ishi has the kasha to ula. Metzayra shechol shmini shalei lias b'erva pesach. A metzayra who is in the process of becoming tahar. And it's the eighth day. Today's the day that he is ready to become tahar. That eighth day fell out on an Erev Pesach. And what happened is, Vero Keri by Yoim. And on that day, he became a Keri. V'toval, and he toival. So he's a Tful Yoim for Keri. Amru Chachamim, the Chachamim said, Afal Pisha ain't Tful Yoim Acha Nichnas. Even though ordinarily a Tful Yoim is not allowed to enter the Azara, Zen Nichnas, this one can. Mutav Yavi Asay Sheyesh Beikaris, V'yitcha Asay Sheyim Beikaris. Because we say the Asay of Pesach, which is an Asay Sheyesh Beikaris, is Doicha the Asay of a Tful Yoim de Keri entering the Azara. So what's going on over here? So a little bit of a background. Number one, we know that when the Yidden traveled in the Midbar, this week's parashas by Midbar, when the Yidden traveled in the Midbar, there were three machnas. There was machna kahuna, there was machna levia, or machna yisrael, machna kahuna, machna shchina, machna levia, and then there was machna yisrael. When the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, you had the same three machnas. There was machna shchina, which was the Azara. There was Machna Levia, which was the Harabayas, and there was Machna Yisrael, which was the rest of Yerushalayim. A Tameh, by definition, is a person that will not be allowed to enter Machnas. Which Machnas? It depends on what kind of Tameh you are. Every Tameh in the world wasn't allowed to enter Machna Shechina. So it doesn't matter what kind of Tameh you had. If you are someone that the Torah says is Tameh, you were not allowed to enter the Azara. A Tameh can't enter the Azara. If he enters the Azara, even B'Shoigig, B'Helem, Yediyah, B'Tchila, no Yediyah, B'Soif, you run into Masech Teshvuas issues. It's Chaydi Krisus, it's Chatois, the Karbonis on Yom Kippur will mechapa for that. It's a very, very big deal. So the bottom line is that someone that's Tameh, doesn't matter what Tameh you had, you cannot enter the Azara. There was certain Tmeim that even couldn't enter Machne Levia. The rule of thumb is, anyone that's Tamei because of something that is related to something that came from his guf, like a Zav or a Zava or a Balkari or a Nida, so it's a Tumah HaYotzim and HaGuf, they couldn't enter Machne Levia. There was one Tamei that couldn't even enter Machne Yisrael, and that, of course, was the Mitzayr. Stating that, we know that there was a way for someone who was Tamei, for his Tuma to become Niklash, meaning qualitatively becomes a little Shvacher, even though he wasn't completely tar. Had it a little bit in the first parak. That is a Tful Yoim and a Mechus Kippur. So, for example, someone that was a Balkari, he said, Allah, he's Tamei for one day. It's not 7 days. He doesn't eat Paradumas. He doesn't eat Bayin Yodei HaYamanis. It's not so complicated. It's very straightforward. All he has to do is go to the mikvah. So what if someone's a Balkari? He goes to the mikvah at 9 o'clock in the morning. He's going to be Tameh for the rest of the day. He doesn't become Tar until the sun sets. That's when he becomes completely Tar. That day, he has a din of a Tful Yoim. A Tful Yoim status in Halacha is unique, meaning he's still Tameh, because until Harif Shemesh, until the sun sets, Rabbeinu Tam, he's still going to be a Tameh. But at the same time, his Tama is somewhat Niklash. And there's Nafkamina's an Halacha of where his Tama is Niklash. There were other Tmei that in addition to going to the mikvah and waiting out the amount of time they had to wait, they would also have to bring a carbon at the end of their tahira process. Until they brought their carbon, even after they went to the mikvah, they were Tamei, but their Tumah was also a little bit kalish, because now they already went to the mikvah. All they need to do is bring the carbon. That what we know as a Mechus Kippur. The backdrop of this Gemara, which is actually very straightforward, if you have the Yesaidis, is we're discussing a Mitzayra. A Mitzayra is one of the Tmeim that's a Mechus Kippur, meaning he doesn't become Tar until he brings a carbon. He waited the 7 days that he has to wait. On the eighth day, the Torah says, bring your carbon and you're going to be good to go. You're scot-free. So right now, the Mitzayrah, it's his eighth day. All he needs to do is bring your carbon and he's going to be good. It just so happens that his eighth day was Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is the day that all of Klal Yisrael brings the carbon Pesach. Someone that's Tomei couldn't bring the carbon Pesach. He had to be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So this person, on his eighth day, is ready to bring the carbon Pesach, but he first is a Mechus Kippurim, meaning he first has to bring the carbon. He needs the tahira that he's going to need from the Mitzayrah. Now, it's really not an issue, because first you'll bring your carbon from Mitzayrah. Afterwards, somebody will bring the carbon Pesach on your behalf. At night, you'll be 100% tahar, for sure. There's no issues. You'll be able to sit down and eat from the carbon Pesach. The problem is, on that day, he became a Balkari. And being that he became a Baal Keri, even after he toivled, assuming he went to the mikvah, he was still a Tful Yoim the Keri. And a Tful Yoim the Keri creates a major wrinkle in this person's tire process. The reason is because one of the things that the Metzorah needed when he brought his carbon, in order for the carbon to be mechaper for him, is he would have to stand by the Makom HaZara. He would have to put his hands and his head into the Makom HaZara, and the Kohen would take from the Dam, and he would put it on his Bayin Yadai, but whatever the process was. But it involved entering the Azara. Now, a Metzorah is allowed to do what he needs to do. The Torah said he's allowed to do it. The problem is that now that he's also a Tful Yoim the Keri, and a Baal Keri is not allowed to enter Mach Nelevia, let alone the Azara, so how in the world is he going to become Tar? So we have a major issue over here. He himself could be Tar. The Torah says he's allowed to be Tar. But the problem is, now he also has another issue. His issue is Baal Keri. So the fact that he's also a Baal Keri, even a Tful Yoim the Keri, is getting in the way of him becoming Tar. So it's on that note, let's see it again. Zok de Braisa, Metzayr, Shechol Shmini Shalai Lias Barav Pesach, a Metzayr whose eighth day of Tyre fell out on Erev Pesach, Vroa Keri Bei Yoim, now he became a Baal Keri, Vitaval, and he went to the mikvah, he's a Tful Yoim the Keri. Even though ordinarily a Tful Yoim is not let it go onto the Harabayas, says no way really of becoming Tar, because you have to make it to the Makom HaMikdash. Incidentally, where did the Metzorah stand? It's important for the Gemara. Where did the Metzorah stand? It was a place that was called Shar Niknar. Shar Niknar was a Shar. It was one of the entranceways into the Azara. It was Bechayel, but it was right by the Azara. So he would stand by Machna Levi, and he would stick whatever needed to be stuck into the Makom HaZara by standing in that place. The problem is that Tful Yoim the Keri can't go to Shar Niknar, because the Tful Yoim is a Tameh. The Tumah was Yoytze Migufay. As a result, he's not even allowed to be in Shar Niknar. But says the Braisa, Amru Chachamim, even though ordinarily a Tful Yoim is not allowed to go to Shar Niknar, Zeh Nichnas, Mutav Yavi Aseh Sheyesh Baikaris, Viet Chaseh Sheyim Baikaris, because a Tful Yoim not entering the Machna Levia is only a shayla of an Aseh She'en Baikaris. Pesach is an Aseh She'esh Baikaris. If he doesn't go and make himself tar, he won't be able to bring the carbon. Pesach, as a result, is a Tchir. Rabbi Yechanan said, Dvar Torah, afilo Aseh She'en Baik. There's no issues at all. You don't have to comment to Aseh She'esh Baikaris being Doich Aseh She'en Baikaris. Because even though it's true about Keri is not allowed to enter Machna Levia, but this person is not an ordinary Baal Keri. He's a Tful Yoim the Keri. And a Tful Yoim the Keri is allowed to enter Machna Levia. Shenema, Vayamad Yeshafet, Bekal Yehuda Vyushalayim, Beveis Hashem Lefnei HaChatzar HaChadosha. My Chatzar HaChadosha. Rabbi Yechad Shechitshu Vadvarim. Va'amru Tful Yoim, Al Yikonis L'Machna Levia. And you see from me that it's only Midrabanan that a Tful Yoim is not allowed to enter Machna Levia. Amru, the Chachadim said, Tful Yoim, Al Yikonis L'Machna Levia. But the bottom line is that even though ordinary this Mitzvah shouldn't be able to enter Machna Levia. Why not? Because he's a Tful Yoim. A Tful Yoim the Keri. A Tful Yoim the Keri is not allowed to enter Machna Levia. This one could, because what's at stake is Korban Pesach. That's an Aseh She'esh Baikaris. And Yovi Aseh She'esh Baikaris, V'yit Chaseh She'en Baikaris. But Freik the Gemara, a Geshmak Akasha. If you're going to tell me that Bia the Mikzah Shma Bia. So when this Tful Yoim the Keri is going to go now and go through the Tahira process of Mitzvah, he's doing two things. Number one, he's entering Machna Levia. He's also entering Machna Shechina. How's he entering Machna Shechina when he sticks his hands into the Makom HaZara? Now, Bishloima going to Machna Levia, for a Tomei to be a Machna Levia is only an Aseh. And it's an Aseh She'en Baikaris. So we could say, Yavi Aseh the Pesach She'esh Baikaris, V'yidcha Aseh the Tful Yoim Shelo Yikonis LaMachna Levia, which is Ein Baikaris. But if he's entering the Azara, entering the Azara, even at Tful Yoim is an Aseh She'esh Baikaris. So, Freik the Gemara, if you're going to tell me, that means when this Tful Yoim the Keri goes through the Mitzayra, Tahayra, he's going to be entering the Azara. They're both Aseh She'esh Baikaris. So that was Rav Eishi's Kasha to Ula. Ula, you want to tell me, if that means that anytime a person sticks his hand into the Makom HaZara, it's as if he's whole gufted. That means that Tful Yoim the Keri, if he would theoretically stick his hands into the Makom HaZara, he would be over an Aseh She'esh Baikaris. So how could a Mitzayrish, a Chal Shmini Shalai Liyas Be'erev Pesach, that's also a Tful Yoim the Keri, stick his hands into the Makom HaZara? Because Yovei Aseh She'esh Baikaris, V'yitcha Aseh She'en Baikaris, it's true that Tful Yoim entering Machna Levia is an Aseh She'en Baikaris, but sticking his hands into the Makom HaZara is Aseh. So Bishleim Apiyah V'mikzah Shleishma Biyah. So he never entered the Azara. All he did was he went to Machna Levia. That's an Aseh She'en Baikaris. But if Biyah V'mikzah Shma Biyah, that means he's entering Machna Levia and he's entering Machna Shechina. Entering Machna Shechina is an Aseh She'esh Baikaris. So how do you have it? So he told him back a major Svara, a Svara that comes up very prominently in the beginning of Masechtas Yevamos, a Svara that we're going to talk more about tomorrow, just online. Amalei matuncha, shani mitzayir hayo v'huta litzaratoi, huta likariyai. He said, let me ask you a question. Is a Metzora allowed to stick his hands into the Azara? The Torah says, yeah. How could he? He's also Tameh. He didn't bring his carbon yet. He's a Mechusa Kippurim. He doesn't have Tyre until he does it. So how could he stick his hands in? Elamai, you have to say the Torah was matter. That even though Bia B'miksa Shmabia, and ordinarily a Tameh shouldn't be able to stick even his hands into the Makom Azara, but the Torah said it's okay. So once the Torah said it's okay for this person, and the fact that he has Tumas Metzora doesn't get in the way, so too, the fact that he's a Tfulyayim Dekeri won't get in the way as well. It's what we know as Hoyel V'ishteri, Ishteri. Being that the Torah was matter, the Bia B'miktas for the Metzora, the Torah was matter, the Bia B'miktas, the really Bia B'miktas, Shema Bia, I house a mutter. What do you mean house a mutter? House a mutter for the Metzora to do it. Oh my, the Torah said it's mutter for the Metzora. So the fact that you're also a Tfulyayim Dekeri, that shouldn't bother me. It's based on a Svara of Hoyel V'ishteri, Ishteri, exhale. So just a little bit of rate. So this morning's daf really discussed two sugyas. It discussed the halacha of shchita ksheir bizar, which is the halacha of shchita lav avoidehi, and it discussed the halacha of bia b'miktsas shmabia. So we'll talk today about the first sugya, which is the sugya of shchita ksheir bizar, as it's very, very pertinent in general to the sugyas over here in Masech Tzvach. So just a few haras. Number one, there's a zayir HaKadosh, I didn't bring the nusach with me, but there's a zayir that says that a Kohen, not only does he not have to do Shechita, but a Kohen is actually not allowed to do Shechita. The Lashon of the Zohar is that V'shachat Achara V'loy Kahana. It has to be somebody else. It's not allowed to be a Kohen. As I state in Zohar, all the Achrayim, everybody quotes the Zohar. The Zohar says Achara V'loy Kahana. Meaning, Shechita K'sheir Bizar sounds like a Zohar could do Shechita. Or even had a Hamamina, then maybe it's only B'dievah. In Zayir Shtei Kum Fakert. In Zayir Shtei Dafka Azor was supposed to do the Shechita. A Kohen was not supposed to do the Shechita. Achara, Veloi, Kahana. The emes is, it's a Pella. Because as we go through Zvachim, we're going to see there's many instances and many situations where Kohanim did Shechita. So Lechur, at first glance, Divrei HaZayir HaKadosh, Tzorich Iyin Gadol. The Cheshik Shloimah. Shloim HaKoyim Yivilna, and his Cheshik Shloim HaMesachtas Menachas Daf Yutessam and Aleph asks his Kasha, and he says a beer nifla in the Zohar. He says a Zohar does not mean what people think it means. People think the Zohar is trying to say Achara V'loi Kahana, that a Koyin is not allowed to do the Shechita. Of course a Koyin is allowed to do Shechita. There's so many stories and Gemaras with Kahanim did Shechita. What it means is that in the event that a Koyin is going to do Shechita, he's not allowed to wear his Big Day Kahuna. He could do Shechita, but not as a Koyin. He has to do the Shechita as if he would be an Achara. Why? He says, based on the Rambam Shita, because we know that a Kohen had to wear Big Day Kahuna. If a Kohen does the Avoida, and Mechusa Begadon, it's a very big problem. He had to wear Big Day Kahuna. One of the Big Day Kahuna was the Avne. The Avne was made out of Shatnez. The Rambam says that being that the Avne was made out of Shatnez, it's for that reason, if a Kohen would wear the Big Day Kahuna, Shaloi B'Shas Avoida, he would be Chayiv Malkus, because he's being over the Issam Malkus, Shaloi B'Shas Avoida. Bishloim, if you do it B'Shas Avoida, Savoida is Doicha, the Issa Kalai. But if you're going to wear it Shaloi B'Shas Avoida, so now it's going to come out, you have a problem. So it comes out that if a Kohen is going to go do the Shechita, he's not doing the Avodah, because Shechita Lav Avodah, he has no right to wear the Big Day Kahuna, because he's going to be over the Issa Shatnes, Shaloi B'Malki Mitzvah. That's what the Zohar is saying. You know what the Zohar is saying? The Rambam Shechita. That's the Zohar. The Zohar is saying really two things. Shechita Lav Avodah, and that you can't wear the Big Day Kuna Shaloi B'Shas Avoy. That as a result, could a Kohen do it Avada? You're going to bring me a raya from somewhere that a Kohen did Shechita? A Kohen's allowed to do Shechita. But a Kohen has to do it as an Achara. He can't do it as a Kohen, because if he's going to do it as a Kohen, meaning he's going to wear his Big Day Kahuna, it's going to come out that he's wearing his Big Day Kahuna Shaloi B'Shas Avoy. So why is this so gewaldic? Because we spoke out Raid a few weeks ago. Raid that's Kedai Techazer B'Kitzer Nimrutz. And that is that we spoke out Akasha. From the Chassam Sofer, the Malbim, by the way, asks this Kasha as well. Others ask the Kasha. It's a real Harifas Diga Kasha. And that is that the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, that after Chana brought Shmuel to Eli HaKoyen, almost immediately, Eli said that Shmuel's Chayiv Misa. Chana says, Shmuel's Chayiv Misa, what do you do? Say, it was a Moira Alacha Befnei Rab. What was the rest of the story? The rest of the story is that Shmuel, he's a little boy, he comes to the Makom HaMikdash, and he sees that the Eilim is looking for a Koyen. She says, why are you looking for a kohen? He says, we need to shecht an animal and we need a kohen to do the shechita. So Shmuel said, what's the big deal? Shechita k'sheir bazaar. They said, I hear, but I don't know anything about that. So they bring Shmuel to Eli, and Shmuel tells Eli, shechita k'sheir bazaar. Eli says, how do you know shechita k'sheir bazaar? He quotes this gemara, zvachim lamed beis, and Eli says, I hear, you're right. The problem is your moyer alacha b'fnei rabbi, moyer alacha b'fnei rabbi is chayv misa, chana says, ala nar zez, palalti, v'chula v'chula. Freitach sam soifin yeridei asim in samach tes. He goes, I don't understand. Gemara says in Erev and Daf Samach Yimel, that even though Talmud is not allowed to be moyer alacha b'fnei rabbi, but lafrush in Eisura, he is allowed to be moyer alacha b'fnei rabbi. That's the case. L'das Eli, that shechita was an avoida, a kayin was good at the shechita, he was going to wear the big day kuna. L'fiyah emes shechita lav avoida, which means it's k'sher bizarre, which means that even if a kayin does it, it's not an avoida, he's not allowed to wear the big day kahuna. If that's the case, he was being mafresh eli meisura, which is sir ni iser kalayim. So why was he a meir alacha b'fnei rabbi? It was lafrush meisura. Meisura de kalayim. As I freaked the chasam sofer akasha. It's a gavaldik akasha. So we spoke out right from the Rogach of a Goyin and from other Gedolei Yisrael that said a gewaldig chiddush, and that is that even though it's true the Gemara says that shechita k'sheira bizar and shechita lav avoidi, that is only if a zar is the one that's doing the shechita. So if a zar is the one that's doing the shechita, shechita lav avoidi. But in the event that a Koyin does the shechita, in that case the shechita is going to be an avoido. Spoke at a diak from Rashi Masach Tzivam Estaf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis that says that even though shechita is k'sheira bizar, a zar wouldn't be able to do shechita on Shabbos. So even though we know that a Koyin was allowed to do shechita on Shabbos, a zar not. What's the chilek? Because when a Kohen does it, it's Avoida. Avoida is Daicha Shabbos. But when a Zohar does it, it's not Avoida. And as a result, it's not Avoida. You have no way to be Daicha Shabbos. But the bottom line is, it's Choluk when a Zohar does Shechita versus when a Kohen does Shechita. When a Zohar does Shechita, it's true, Shechita lav Avoidi. But when a Kohen does Shechita, then already the Shechita is going to be an Avoida. Al Kopanim, what was the Yisait? The Yisait of the Ragach of a Goyen and others. That it's true, Shechita lav Avoidi. But that's only when a Zohar does it. When a Kohen does it, is an Avoida. And that's why a Kohen's allowed to wear the big day kuna. And that's why Shmuel was a Meir Halacha b'fnei Rabbi. Because Ladas Eli, that the Shechita was going to be done with a Kohen, the Kohen wasn't going to be wearing big day kuna, Shaloi b'shas Avoida. Because to the extent that a Kohen is doing the Shechita, it's b'shas Avoida. It's not like the Cheshek Shloim. Cheshek Shloim is saying not that way. Cheshek Shloim is learning up the Zohar. That when the Zohar says, Achara v'loi kahana, what does it mean? Doesn't mean a Kohen can't do Shechita. There's many Gemaras that Kohanim did Shechita. What it means is that when a Kohen does it, he does it b'teiras achara. He does it mechusse begadim. He doesn't have his mancha b'gdeyam aleim, kunasam aleim. Thus, he's like an ordinary person. He's a pedestrian. He's an achara. Why is he an achara? The reason he's an achara is not wearing his big tekuna. Why? Because Shechita lav avoidi. What do you mean? I thought when the Kohen does it, then it is an avoida. So Cheshek Shloim clearly nemdan. Not like the Rogach of a Goyim, the Chulu, so it's a Geshmak, a Shaila, the Zayah, the Chasam Seifas Kasha, fun raid, but the bottom line is, this is the Shaila. Shechita lav avoidi, shechita k'sheir bazar. What's the Makar? Unzer Mishnah. Mar says in the Daf Yudalar Mabez, but really this is where it starts. Laman Aleph, Laman Beis, Laman Beis, Laman Aleph. That's the sugi we learned this morning. What if a Kohen did the Shechita? Is it an avoida or is it not an avoida? So we have the raid from 2 weeks ago, we have the raid from this morning, coming together a little bit. But me'inyin le'inyin, ba'oise'inyin, a dover nifla. That is, so we mentioned the Rambam Shita. The Rambam holds that a Kohen was not allowed to wear the big day kahuna shalei b'shas avoida. The Ravid argues. Where is this Rambam Ravid? So you'd expect it to be in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Hilchos Bias HaMikdash, Maase HaKorbanos, Psuli HaMikdash. No, it's actually in Hilchos Kalayim. It's the last sif cut on the Hilchos Kalayim. So you have to pull out not the Rambam Avoida, you need a Rambam Zroim to find this. Either way, so it's the very last halacha. Perikir halacha lamed beis. Okay, Rambam. Kayanim shalof shu big day kuhuna shalei b'shas avoida. Kayanim that word the big day kuhuna shalei b'shas avoida. I feel it b'mikdash. Even if they're in the beis amikdash, doesn't matter. Like it. They get malchus. Why? Mipnei ha'avneit. Shehu kalayim. Because the Kohanim, if they're wearing the big tuna, obviously wearing the avnet, and the avnet is kalayim. For like huchu by ela b'shas avoida, shehi mitzvah saseh k'moy hatzitzis. So b'shas avoida, were you doing a mitzvah saseh k'moy hatzitzis? Over this says the Rambam, you have the tchiyah. Tzitzis is doicha shatnes, that's the makar taseh d'chalei saseh. So you have that with regards to the big tekuna as well. But it has to be b'shas avoida. The avoida is the tip. But if it's shaloi b'shas avoida, over there it's not going to be okay. Zok the Rav, the two ha'aras on the Rambam. Number one, Amar Avram, Tabazah. The Rambam's wrong. Shari Amru biyume perik bolei kain gadol samichtas amad aleph b'mikdash afilu shloi b'shas avoida mutar. So number one, the Ravid argues with the Rambam. The Ravid held that it's mutter for a kohen to wear the big tikkun afilu shalosh b'shas avoda. Ha'ora number two, and that's the ora that we need now. This that the Rambam said that the reason a kohen wasn't allowed to wear the big tikkun shalosh b'shas avoda is because of the avnet otu choishin ve'efoid mi less for who kalayim ad kan loshan arayved. Only the avnet had kalayim. That means the machlokes in the Gemara whether the avnet had kalayim or didn't have kalayim. It's a machlokes tanov. Tainis derayved. Say better. You're saying good. Say better. Otu choshen ve'efoid mi less for kalayim. The choshen and the efoid that the kohen gadol wore certainly had kalayim. What the choshen and the efoid had? It had tcheles, bloyavol, argomon, perpovol, I think, right? So you have all these talashuni. So you have all these different wools, and then you had sheish. What's sheish linen? And it was mashsar, it was sidrait, it was semish, it was all together. This is kalayim 101. It's shatnez 101. So time is derived. Why did the Rambam have to fly to one manda amad that holds that the avnet was kalayim? Not even everyone agrees with that. The Rambam should have mentioned, says the Ravid, the choshen, and the eif. Zok the Beis Halevi, a dover mifal. You know why the Rambam didn't mention the choshen and the eifod? Because the choshen and the eifod are only negei the kohen gadol. It's not negei or kohen hed. And the emes is, says the Beis Halevi, I think that the Rambam held that it's only a kohen hed yitzhaloi b'shas avoida that gets malchus for wearing his big dekuna. But a kohen gadol is allowed to wear the big dekuna afilo shaloi b'shas avoida. And the Beis Halevi says, chabadir ken a Rambam. This Rambam's not in Hilchas Kalayim. This Rambam's in Hilchas Kli HaMikdash. It's Perik Ches Halacha Yud Aleph. Big Day Kahuna says the Rambam, Mutter Lehonis Behen. You let have Anor from Digi Kahuna. Lefikach Leivish Oysen B'yem Avidasai. Afilu Shalei B'Shas Avoida. You could wear it even Shalei B'Shas Avoida. Huh? Chutz Minu Avnei. Mibnei Shushan, says the Rambam. Of course, that's a very important case. You got to read the fine print. With the exception of the Avnet, you certainly not can with the Gartel. Everything but the Gartel. Says the Rambam, also the Koyin Hedyet Lilloiv Shoy El B'Shas Avoida. Because the Avnet, the Koyin Hedyet's not allowed to wear, only if it's B'Shas Avoida. Again, Big Day Kahuna Mutter Lehane Ispahet. Lefichach Loivesh Oysan B'Yem Avoidasa. Afilu Shaloi B'Shas Avoida. Chutz Mino Avnet. Mipnei Shehu Shatnes. Also the Koyin Hedyet Lilloiv Shoy El B'Shas Avoida. Frank the Beis Halevi, also the Kohen Hedit, what, and the Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear shatnez? Kohen Gadol has the same issue, he's not holier than thou, he's not above the law. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to wear shatnez either, Shloi B'Shas Avoida. So why did the Rambam say, also the Kohen Hedit, also the Kohen? It doesn't matter if you're a Kohen Hedit or if you're a Kohen Gadol. Talk to Beis Halevi, it's mavur clearly in this Rambam, that the Rambam held that this Isser, to wear the Big Day Kohuna, Shloi B'Shas Avoida, is only an Isser for the Kohen Hedit. It's not an Isser, it's mefurish in the Rambam. Mipneishu shatnis also the kohen hedit. Vice says there's no problem with the kohen gadol, and that's shining the Rambam Perek Yud Halacha Lamed Beis and Hilchas Kalayim. That's why the Rambam, when he talks about now wearing big day kahuna shaloi b'shas avoid, he just mentions the avnet. Frank derived otu choishin ve'efoid mi less bu kalayim. Yeah, there's kalayim, but the kohen hedit didn't wear. And the iser to wear the big day kahuna shaloi b'shas avoid is an iser that's al karkafta the guy with the kohen hedit. It's not an iser on the kohen gadol, but the question is why? What's the chiluk between a kohen hedit and a kohen gadol? Says the Beis Halevi Dover Nifla. Because we know that there were many korbanos that were problematic. Nitma hadam, nitma habasar, that the halacha was that the tzitz was meratzah. Meaning, if the kohen gadol was wearing the tzitz at the time that the tumas hadam took place, and then the zrikas hadam happened, b'shoigeg, for example. So the halacha is that even though you can't do zrika on dam that's tumah, just giving you one example, the halacha is that tzitz would be meratza. Another example, which is a segue into tomorrow's daf, is a shayl and chas, tumah hutra betzibur, tumah tchuyah betzibur. One of the nafkamin is this, tumah tchuyah betzibur works together with the tzitz. Meaning the kohen gadol, when he wore his tzitz, it created ritzoy in karbonis. There were many karbonis that were possible that ordinarily would be major, major problems. But being that the kohen gadol was wearing the tzitz, the Torah says that the tzitz had a koyach to be mechaper, it had a koyach to be meratza. Somehow it made us be able to look away from certain issues with karbonis. It contributed tremendously to kapara. That means every time the kohen gadol is wearing his shmeina baguda, he's doing avoida. You know what avoida he's doing? The tzitz meratza, which has an unbelievable ability to be machshir karbonis. Says Zok Beis Halevi that when it comes to the kohen gadol, there's no such thing as shalei b'shas avoida. A kohen had yet, if he's bechefza doing the avoida, it's b'shas avoida. If he's not bechefza doing the avoida, it's not b'shas avoida. As a result, says the Rambam, loy hutshu boy el b'shas avoida, she mitzvahs esser, kemoya tzitz. This is if he's doing the avoida, then you have a tchiyah. But if he's not doing the avoida, he doesn't have the tchiyah. The kohen gadol afilu shalei b'shas avoida is b'shas avoida. Because the kohen gadol, when he's wearing his Shmoyne Begadim, one of which was the tzitz. Over there, the tzitz was meratzon, any tumah that's going to take place, which the Beis Halevi says is avoida, because think about what it's doing, what it's contributing to the ritzoy. What's avoida? It tuzoy for ritzoy. The tzitz, when it was oida yal metzchei shal kohen gadol, was meratzah. So if it was meratzah, it's always shas avoida. If it's always shas avoida, there's no such thing as shalei b'shas avoida. That's why the Rambam only mentioned the avni and then the vilchus kalayim, and that's why the Rambam b'lashoyne hazav said chutz min ha'avni b'nei shushat, there's also the kohen hedit, because as it relates to the kohen gadol, this is actually not going to be an issue. It comes out then that even according to the Cheshek Shloima and others, that and the Chasam Sofer, who was clearly assumed this in his question as well, that the Kohen Hedit was not allowed to wear his big day kuna b'shas shchita. That was only the Kohen Hedit. So a Kohen Hedit has this iser; he's not allowed to wear big day kuna shleib b'shas avoida. And being that shchita lava avoidehi, therefore the way the Cheshek Shloim understood the Zayir Hakadosh, so it's going to come out a Kohen wasn't allowed to wear his big day kuna b'shas shchita. But the Kohen Gadol, if he wanted to wear the shmoyne b'gadol b'shas shchita, he could, because Kohen Gadol was always allowed to wear the shmoyne b'gadol, whether he's doing shchita, whether he's not doing shchita, whether he's doing kabbalah, whether he's just doing anything, because oydei al mitzchei meratzah, there's always going to be a ritzoy. Just to end with one lighter note, not that this was so heavy, but just one lighter note, and that is the Chasam Sofer and the Tshuva. It's in Yoyredeya Simin Reish Tzadik Dalet. So he's discussing doing pidyon haben al yedei shliach. So apparently, even though maybe you could do pinyon haben al yedei shliach, that's his discussion, but clearly the minhag Yisrael is not to do pinyon haben al yedei shliach. So at the very end of the tshuva, and it's printed in many of the Chasam Sofer's al hatorah, if you have the Oiris Chasam Sofer, it's in the end of Parashas Bo. So the Chasam Sofer over there says as follows. He says that we know that one of the four sons is the Tam. So all the boys have questions. Tam mahu aimer, v'ayikir shalcha bincha machalemer mazois, v'omar ta'elof. What's he asking about? He's asking about the halacha of Bechor. So the son, the Tam, is going to ask, you know why we have a concept of Kedushas Bechor? Because the last of the 10 Makos was Makas Bechoros. And Hashem came and he killed every Bechor in Mitzrayim. Mi Bechor Adam ad Bechor Behema al Kain ani Zevech Hashem. Therefore, I'm bringing as a korban kol peter rechem ascharim v'chol Bechor bonayefta. Zokte Chasam Sofer, yesh ledakdek loshen ani Zevech. Al Kain ani Zevech Hashem. I think this is a good sushta. Yesh ledakdek, this loshen al Kain ani Zevech. V'yesh loymer. Listen to the Chasam Sofer. Shegam meyaz hayu regilim habaylam lezvayach b'chayreim ba'atzma. The minhag Yisrael was, back in the day, when there was real Kedushas Bechor, so a person that had a Bechor had to be brought as a carbon. The Baal HaBechor, the owner of the animal, he would shech the animal by himself. The Shechitas HaBezar Ksheira. Because really, Shechit HaKsheira Bezar. The Liftais HaBen Ba'atzma Edafka. And they would do Pidyon HaBen themselves also. V'zeu Sheshol HaBen. And that was the question of the Ben. So this Tom is Nishtazat Tom. You know what his question is? Ma Zois, Ma Mishuna, that you're doing it, V'loy Al Yedei Shliach. V'roif Pamin, because most Shechitah says, D'chsam Soifer HaKlihanim Soifer Machachim. V'loy Yisrael. Uma Nishtana HaBechor. So says, D'chsam Soifer, historically, most Shechitahs were done Al Yedei Kohanim. Ordinarily, if a person was bringing an Oilo, a Toida, a Chatas, Ashram, the Kohen would do it, even though Shechitah K'sher Bazar. But the Bechor, the Minhag Yisrael always was, that the Baal HaBechor, he would go and he would do it by himself. And that was the Tam's question. Mazois, why are you doing it by yourself? Meshavav, you know what the father's answer is? Vayiki Yikshapar L'Shalchenu. Vayarek Hashem. Es kol b'chor, and we learn from there. Hashem ba'atzmoy ani v'lo shliach. Okay, being that Hakadosh Baruch Hu did makas b'chayrus by himself, it was ani v'lo shliach. Therefore, ani zayveach v'lo yaldei shliach. And therefore, b'chayr ani efta ba'atzmoy v'lo yaldei shliach. He says, ad kam b'chedushei Torah shliach. Sam Sofer says, this is what I wrote on my chedushim in Torah. Either way, shchitik sheir bizar. This is Zayir Hakadosh that says it should be dafka with a zar. Our Gemara even had a havamina that maybe a zar is l'katchila. Which ties into the Raga Chava and all that raid. But an interesting Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says that the Minhag Yisrael was that Alpi Roif Kehanim were the ones that did the Shechita. Bechor was different. Why was Bechor different? Because Klal Yisrael always felt that when it came to Makas Bechoris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it himself, Vayarek Hashem Bechor, it was Aniv Eloi Shliach. So therefore, we give back Hashem. What do we say? Alkein Anizai Veyach, Aniv Eloi Shliach.